Strong earthquake activity continued in the far northwest corner of the Brooks Range today after a powerful 4.6 jolt was recorded Thursday and was followed by more seismic activity this week. In all, it's the third in what's now a series of strong quakes followed by potent aftershocks in the last 2 months.
This one almost exactly in the same area, so this one was another large aftershock.
That's Natasha Rupert, a seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Center in Fairbanks. She says Thursday's 4.6 magnitude aftershock struck in the evening about 18 miles northeast of the community of Noatak. It was a reminder of the powerful tremor felt back in April, which was the strongest quake in the region in more than 30 years. Last Thursday's aftershock was followed by two new earthquakes on Monday. Even more were recorded this morning, a 3.1, the latest, shaking the seismic scales that were installed in Kotzebue and Nome after the May quake.
We are able to tell now with new equipment, we are actually seeing that if these events are a little bit more shallower, closer to the surface than what we thought before, we are able actually to compute locations for these earthquakes much more accurately.
Rupert says the remote nature of the far western Brooks Range means there's still no firm scientific consensus for what faults are causing earthquakes and other tectonic activity in western Alaska.